Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 4, 26 and 27. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy works be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Many of us are well acquainted with weight charts, which provide a comparison of standard weights of people for various heights. We carefully examine the chart to see the standard weight for people of our age and frame. But will the simple examination of the chart affect my way of life? Will simply looking at the chart and examining its details do me any good? No. I must compare my weight to the standards the chart proposes in order to see how I compare with the standard. I must personalize the information in order for the chart to be effective in my life. And I must have an aid to know where I am in comparison with the standard. I must begin by stepping on a weight scale to get information relative to my condition. What is my weight compared to the standard weight? I have just described the act of pondering. Pondering does not simply mean the act of wondering or musing about, for those activities get no results. The word ponder is from the same word we get the word pound. It means to weigh, to compare with the standard. It means to be well acquainted with a condition and to compare that condition with an established and known condition. Notice that this verse talks about your feet, not somebody else's feet. We are not to ponder the path of someone else's feet. Where do your feet take you? Where have your feet taken you? This is the question of the proverb. We are to ponder the path of our feet. We are to scratch our chin and say, and consider our way. We are to cogitate, to ruminate, to deliberate, and agitate our minds. Where has our way taken us? And where is our way going? We are to look at the path from where we have come and compare it to the path that we see ahead. Has the path of the past been more effective for God than the path ahead appears? We ought to look at the detail of our path. Is it smooth, or is it pocked with rocks, pebbles, holes, sticks, stones, or pits? Are there side paths that deter us from the main path? Are there ruts that impede our progress? We are to carefully examine our path and be well acquainted with it if we are to be successful ponderers. This verse does not ask you to ponder your heart. Instead, it asks you to examine the evidence of your life, your path. Don't try to look into your heart, because your heart will deceive you. God expects us to ask ourselves questions about the path of our life on which we trod. What have you done in life? What will you do in life if you continue on the same path? Is there repentance on the path that you walk? Will salvation, the new birth, devotion, and service to God be found on the path of your life? What will the future hold on the path on which you are walking? Does the path coincide with the way that is Jesus Christ? So we are to ponder. We are to compare with the standard the path of our life. We are to study our path so we can compare our path with the way. Jesus said that He is the way, so we must study the way. If we are His, then we are to compare our path with Christ. We are to desire that our path conform to Him, for He makes no adjustments to conform to our path. This proverb tells us to establish our way. Since Jesus makes no adjustments, we can conclude that His way is established. And therefore, if our way is conformed or adjusted to him, then and only then will our way be established. Solomon tells us to stay on the path once established. Don't get off the track. Don't veer to the right or to the left. Don't get on the conservative path or the liberal path. Go with Jesus Christ regardless of the doings of the right or the left. Both groups may be right some of the time, but both groups are also wrong some of the time. Jesus Christ is right all of the time, and only by knowing him will your ways be established.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.